Mobile.
Morning, Mr. Patrick, KF4MUF.
You're out early.
Breakfast morning.
You and Miss Annette had a good evening and are looking forward to the weekend.
We did, and we are. And the same with you. Hope everything went good.
Had a wife was at church, so when she got home, we sat around and talked for a little bit. And then this weekend, I have to go to Anderson for a business meeting, and it takes all day, so there goes my Saturday.
Yep, sometimes you got to do that, right?
Yeah, about once a month.
All right, well, see, that could get annoying.
Behind the scenes that nobody thinks about or sees, and they just think you're riding around in the air conditioning with your hands stuck out.
It's just like me with a big motor grader when I'm trying to grade something. Everybody just thinks you sit up there and just pull the levers.
The 4 o'clock in the morning, I've been out at 2 o'clock in the morning before, and Saturdays, they don't see none of that. That stuff don't matter.
What do you mean? You own your own business. You're rich.
All it is moving money from one place to another.
The same crap, man, just like you're talking about. Some people just don't see what we actually do. I'm in doing all that kind of stuff, and they just, like you said, think you just ride around in the truck with your hand out.
Part of the day is just riding around, and even it can be a pain in the butt.
Yes, it can. Like you say, man, they don't see all the stuff that you got to order. Go pick up and get this and get that.
Reminding me, I got to go pick a toolbox up. The sarcasm in there, and I appreciate you reminding me. Your project done yesterday? Project you got, we're working on it yesterday, done, finished up?
I'll probably put a grader out on the bottom, just to make sure I don't have no high spots in there, and it's pretty much where it needs to be. But otherwise, yeah, we got it all wrapped up.
The plan is to go to Shelby this year?
And I still am, but I got a sister-in-law that in the next couple of weeks we'll find out what she has is breast cancer and that kind of stuff. So I might have to change my vacation to head to Florida.
That I hate to hear that, but that's more important than going to the ham fest for sure.
I think today she gets back some results and stuff, then if that's the case she'll have to go to a big cancer center and see what's going on with it, so that's all gonna be the I guess you'd call telltale signs of whether I gotta go to Florida or not.
If nothing comes out to be nothing, or it's so very minor, and so that C word's never a good thing.
Yeah, it's never a good thing, and it's one of them deals that it's a pretty big mess, and there's blood running through it, which is not good, and I guess, if you have to, they'll cut them things off, but we'll see what happens yet.
KFW Mobile.
KO4HGX.
Good morning, Ken. KO4MUF.
Good morning, Jody. Hey, sorry to hear about your sister-in-law. I hope it works out all right.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, and so do we. Oh, good. I'll be headed to the ham fest, so that's part of my plans, too.
I'll have to drag Ken along with us.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm trying to use the ones I got.
Ken, just going up there and see what all's out there.
Just look around, get out of the house.
You guys doubled.
Sorry, Jody, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I was just saying basically what you said was, you know, the fun part about it, just going up there to walk around and see what's out there. And just walk up and stick your noses in there and see the antiques and all the kinds of old radios and stuff like that.
You learn a few things about radios you have that, because you see them in operation, so it's pretty interesting a lot of times.
The next two, he said if I wanted them, he'd bring them when he was up in September.
First part of that, but basically caught what you were saying, Ken, about that old boy bringing you that radio.
Were Kenwoods, but if it was, it'd be one of the first ones for 2 meter.
Well, they got some age to them. What do you think there, Patrick?
KO4HDX. If nothing else, you never pass up an opportunity to see old ham equipment or get to experiment with it.
Because his dad was into it, but his dad loved CW, and he couldn't get his, I mean, he got his speed up enough to get his license and everything, but he couldn't get it up enough to satisfy his dad, so he kind of got out.
Actually, they usually have a lot of military radios and stuff up there, too.
Last year, so I don't know that much about those at all, so... Other than they're green, and that's about the only way I can tell them that that's what they are.
That's the truth of that. I'm just like you.
Radios that are at Shelby, you have to have access to drive a pickup truck around there to pick them up, because they're so heavy, so big and heavy.
That's the truth. Like to go up there again is, you know, you get to pick up all the little parts and stuff that you need that you don't want to order, but when you look around you have them, you know, just different connectors and jacks and stuff like that.
Home any more things, Susan, that have a fit. Ham sticks or something to put up a vertical when I'm camping or something like that, but then I'd have to take my HF rig with me from the house.
A spare, that way you can carry one in your camper.
A post on Facebook this morning, it was out west, and apparently they got, at some times of years, there's all these crickets all over the road, and the sign said, slippery road, next 50 miles due to crickets.
Ah, she is terrified of crickets for some reason.
Interesting. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of them turning the road, you know, a different color just because they were so many.
They're nasty.
On the underside of the car, being a mechanic and having to work on that junk.
That too, getting busted like that, that's got to be stinking.
I was going through the Ozarks and there's these black bugs or whatever. I mean, there was so many, you couldn't imagine. I mean, they would turn your headlights dark. And when I got done, my chrome bumper was solid black.
Bugs, right?
What they were, and I mean, they were bouncing in off of the mirrors. I mean, you had to roll up the mirrors, and finally I caught up with a tractor trailer, and I sucked up right behind him to keep them off.
They've got so much acid in them, man. If you don't get them off your vehicle, they leave stains. My truck has got stains on them from the previous owner.
Love bugs, same thing. They get real bad up around the house sometimes, and just crazy. They stink, they're annoying, they're into everything. I don't care how tight you seal it up.
West Virginia, up there at our hunting lease in that cabin there, man, we'd be up in there around, you know, Thanksgiving week. Man, them things were a pain. In the morning, and these people over here on 178 think this is a racetrack this morning, man.
Down Highway 25. Huh? Dodging deer and idiots in Teslas that don't know how to dim their headlights, and they're running about three times the speed limit. They just drive like maniacs and have no regard for anything.
Gee, a deer would mess that Tesla up.
I dodged four of them in the road this morning, and people driving like idiots. I just let them go.
First, right?
To me. It's supposed to be like today.
And rain coming in here shortly, and that, but I don't know that it'll get over. I mean, they're showing it, but I just don't believe it's going to get over this far. Maybe to Spartanburg.
It's awful windy out here this morning.
A mist or, you know, something light, but that should be about it.
Windy too. I think they called Greenville for a half inch of rain and Spartanburg for about three quarters.
That wind blowing me around out here on 290 or this awful road.
I got some pretty big flags right here about this business, and they're not quite straight out, but they're kicked out. They're pretty good.
Camping World flag is almost straight out. KO4C, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andrew, KO4HX.
KN4TFW, and that's the big flag to be flying straight out.
Andrew, KO4MUF.
Yesterday, it was like a 77% chance of rain. It's like upper 70s. So who knows with these rain bands.
But the wind over here, it's got the tall grass on the side of the road laid over almost flat.
System stalled. I thought it'd be further along, but I looked at it yesterday evening. It was just what used to be the where the eye wall would have been. The circulation was just past Charleston.
It's still got a lot of rain with it too, but it looks like some of that rain died off.
Didn't get hit as bad as they thought they were going to, or I hadn't even been watching any of their news on it.
Austin, but my wife was showing me videos and pictures and stuff from Lakewood Campground where we keep our camper, and there were people riding around the campground. It was empty for the most part, but and then it was somebody that had their kids out on the beach playing because, you know, it was just windy. It wasn't raining. The waves weren't real bad. It was just great. I don't have to worry so much about my camper.
That drives me nuts, worrying about that.
Started keeping an eye on hurricanes until we started keeping our camper at the beach.
We draft down and all that kind of stuff, right?
Camper's all closed up. And, you know, it stays in their storage area, which is away from the beach. But, you know, everything down there is flat for the most part. Just down there instead of up here. Cause it's, and I love launching cars because it's new and it's, you know, for the most part, it's, you know, seeing the new stuff come out. But, man, the part we're in right now, just trying to build more and more of them every day. And, you know, everything that gets found wrong with them, you're just like, holy crap. It's just stuff coming at me all day long. It's about to drive me crazy.
I'm trying to keep up with that technology and stuff today.
I'm going to have an interesting day out here on Wade Hampton. They got one lane. The right-hand lane closed out here.
Yep, it happens on.
Double with you. Go ahead.
The part about being on A shift is explaining everything, but no matter what shift it happened on. My B shift counterpart, he just kind of comes in and goes, and then goes home, and he ain't got to worry about nothing where I got to sit here and talk about it all day.
Closures on Wade Hampton.
About the McDonald's, they start putting signs out, and I'm down here at Carolina Tractor, and they got the cones set up, so they've not closed it yet, but looks like it's going to be a long day for me.
Susan, when I get to work, so she can avoid it, but usually when she gets on Wade Hampton, she gets over in the left lane. She don't like the switch lanes.
I got a lot of right-hand turns I need to make. Reed School Road, she'll be all right.
We're working on those bridges right there at the Twin Bridges Nursery.
Idea on all that. But, gentlemen, I have arrived here, and they're already standing here this morning, so I'm going to jump out of here and get my day started. Good to talk to all of you. Have a great day, and look forward to talking to you again. KO4HX, I'll be clear. 73.
73, Patrick. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Have a Patrick, you have yourself a great day. And gentlemen, I'm about to pull into my stop too, so I'll say 73s while I'm at it. Y'all have a great day. Good chatting with everybody. KF4MUF. See ya.
Y'all have an awesome day. Hope it works out with the sister-in-law. KF4KFW.
Have a good one. Hurricane Ken. Make sure you're good for September.
Did I see Hunting Island's closed at least through today? And then I don't know how much it is, but there's not a lot to tear up there, just maybe down trees, I guess.
Fine from this one, it's just as long as there's not one coming in whenever it's time for you to go down.
Hard about looking for September, but that's one of the best fishing times.
I mean, we've done late August and early September. We were down 1 year right around Labor Day, and it was busy as all get out, but you know, you had to keep an eye on the National Hurricane Center just to try to keep up with everything.
1 year, we were at the Myrtle Beach State Park for that September, and it was a good fishing trip. Man, you can catch all kinds of little bait fish with a cast net.
I think our next trip will probably be October. That way I can go down and winterize the camper like normal.
We're up at the KOA in Asheville.
That weather's supposed to be good this weekend, too.
A bit cooler. We rented a cabin there for the granddaughters. We're going to take two granddaughters, and then on Saturday, the other one's going to come over. The cabin's right on the little fishing lake. And if I want to take my car, if I want to take my truck, and then I'll have a... My car was pretty full when I went to Anderson last week.
But you got a pack just to go camping, isn't it?
I got one of those plug-in coolers, you know, that works really, really good, but I don't have an outlet in the back of the truck. Did they make a plug to give you, like, a cigarette adapter?
I don't know. I've never really did any research on it, so I'm not sure. I've got, you know, my truck, I've got the two plugs up front. I mean, if you had a sliding glass, you could run a inverter out there or something. For my exits, I'm going to snatch this antenna off the top of the car. So you be safe on the rest of your way into work, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have an awesome day, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.